It's Friday, July 4th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the House narrowly passed Republicans' sprawling tax and spending bill, delivering a major second-term victory for President Trump and again demonstrating his power to keep GOP lawmakers in line. The 218-214 vote Thursday sends the measure to Mr. Trump's desk, ahead of the July 4th target he set for Congress to finish the legislation that cuts taxes, boosts border security, and lowers social safety net spending. Mr. Trump and GOP leaders muscled the bill through the House after an all-night session, despite many lawmakers' misgivings about the version the Senate passed 51-50 earlier this week. Two Republicans voted with all Democrats against the One Big Beautiful Bill. The vote followed a long day of negotiations with conservative and moderate holdouts, with Mr. Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson eventually swaying enough members to prevail. Working with exceptionally slim margins in the House and Senate, Republicans achieved a goal they had sought for nearly 8 years by erasing the December 31, 2025 expiration date from their 2017 tax cuts. Meanwhile, the U.S. labor market delivered another upside surprise last month, churning out a surprisingly strong 147,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked down unexpectedly, too. But the headline numbers masked some weaknesses as the U.S. economy contends with fallout from President Trump's economic policies. June hiring was up modestly from May's 144,000 increase in payrolls and beat the 118,000 jobs economists had forecast for last month. The unemployment rate slipped to 4.1% from 4.2% in May as the ranks of the unemployed fell by 222,000. Forecasters had expected the jobless rate to inch up to 4.3%. Though the job market is broadly healthy by historical standards, some weakness has surfaced as employers contend with fallout from Mr. Trump's policies, especially his aggressive tariffs. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits the week of June 21st held steady at 1.97 million. In other news, U.S. stocks climbed further into record heights on Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and set an all-time high for the fourth time in 5 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 344 points and the NASDAQ Composite gained 1%. The market's gains were widespread, and companies whose profits can get the biggest boosts when workers are feeling confident helped lead the way. Expedia climbed 3.2% and Norwegian Cruise Line steamed 2.9% higher. Bank stocks were also strong, with Citigroup up 2.3% and JP Morgan Chase up 1.9%. It's a pretty good report after a string of disappointing reports where Wall Street simply overestimated the job market, said Callie Cox, chief market strategist at Ritholtz Wealth Management. Markets were looking for a win. This was enough of a win to get investors excited again, she said. And Nissan is recalling more than 480,000 of its vehicles across the U.S. and Canada due to potential manufacturing defects that could cause engine failure. The recall covers certain Nissan Rogues between 2021 and 2024 model years and 2019 and 2020 Altimas, as well as a number of 2019 to 2022 Infiniti QX50s and 2022 Infiniti QX55s, sold under the automaker's luxury brand. The vehicles impacted carry specific VC turbo engines that may have manufacturing defects in their bearings, according to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This may cause engine damage and possibly lead to engine failure while driving, the regulator warns, increasing crash risks. Engine bearing failures are not typically instantaneous and tend to progress over time, according to the report. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.